Chapter 8. Dr. Larrabee, when questioned by Mr. Entwistle about the possibility of Richard Abernethy being poisoned, denied it at once.
"Entwistle, who is making this suggestion?"
"Abernethy never even suggested that one of his relations wanted him out of the way?" Mr. Entwistle asked.
"No."
Mr. Entwistle told him of Cora's comment at the funeral, and Dr. Larrabee smiled.
"My dear fellow, the explanation for that is simple. The woman is at a certain time of life, searching for excitement, unbalanced, unreliable. She might say anything. They do, you know."
"You may be right," Mr. Entwistle said, standing up. "Unfortunately, we can't ask her, as she's been murdered herself."
"What?"
"You've probably read about it in the paper. Mrs. Lanskenay at Litchett St. Mary in Berkshire."
"I had no idea she was a relation of Richard Abernethy's."
Dr. Larrabee was looking worried now. Back at Enderby, Mr. Entwistle asked the old butler what his plans were.
"Mrs. Helen Abernethy has asked me to stay on until the house is sold, sir."
He sighed.
"I appreciate Mr. Richard's generosity to me in his will, and though my married niece has asked me to go and live with them, well, it won't be the same as living at Enderby."
"I know," said Mr. Entwistle. "It's a hard new world for us old men. I wish I had seen more of my old friend before he died. How did he seem those last few months?"
"Well, he wasn't himself, sir, not since Mr. Mortimer's death."
"No, and he was a sick man. Sick men have strange ideas sometimes. I imagine Mr. Abernethy did too. Did he speak of enemies sometimes? Of somebody wishing to hurt him, perhaps? He might even have thought his food was being poisoned."
Old Lanscombe looked surprised.
"I don't remember anything of that kind, sir."
"He invited some of his family to stay with him, didn't he, before he died? His nephew and his two nieces and their husbands. Was he satisfied with those visits, or was he disappointed?"
Lanscombe's eyes became cold.
"I really could not say, sir."
"I think you could," said Mr. Entwistle gently. "I liked your master very much, and so did you. That's why I'm asking you for your opinion as a man, not as a butler. Did you feel that something was wrong?"
"Only since the funeral, sir, and I couldn't say exactly what it is."
"You know the contents of the will?"
"Yes, sir. Mrs. Helen thought I would like to know. It seemed to me a very fair will."
"Yes. But it is not, I think, the will that Mr. Abernethy originally intended to make after his son died."
"The master, sir, was very disappointed after Mr. George had been here. Miss Susan he liked at once, but he didn't like her husband at all."
"And the other couple?"
"I think the master enjoyed having them here, but he never approved of acting as a job. He said to me one day, 'It's a silly kind of life. It seems to me that actors and actresses live in a world of make-believe. I'm not sure it helps their judgment of what is right and what is wrong. Of course, he wasn't speaking directly.
No, I understand. Now, after these visits, Mr. Abernethy himself went away, first to his brother and afterwards to Mrs. Lanskinay. Can you remember anything he said about those visits on his return?
The master used to talk quietly to himself sometimes, thinking aloud when I was in the room. He said something about not understanding what had happened to the money their father had left Timothy. And then he said something like, women can be fools in 99 different ways, but not in the 100th. And you can only say what you really think to someone of your own generation. They don't think you're imagining things as the younger ones do. And later he said, it's not very pleasant to have to set traps for people, but I don't see what else I can do.
Richard Abernethy had spoken of setting a trap. For whom? Mr. Entwistle decided he should take Helen into his confidence. I'm going to ask you if you could stay here until the house is sold, he said. But there is another reason why I would be grateful if you would stay on. There is a friend of mine, a man called Hercule Poirot. Helen said sharply, Hercule Poirot? You know of him?
Yes.
Her face was white.
You think that Cora was right? That Richard was murdered?
Mr. Entwistle told her everything. When he had finished, she said,
Maud and I, that night after the funeral, it was in both our minds, I'm sure. And then Cora was killed, and I told myself it was just coincidence. But, oh, if I could only be sure. I've been uneasy, not just about what Cora said that day, something else. Something that I felt at the time to be wrong.
Wrong? In what way?
That's just it. I don't know.
You mean it was something about one of the people in the room?
Yes, something of that kind. But I can't remember what it was. The more I think...
Don't think. That is the wrong way to try to remember something. Let it go. Sooner or later it will come into your mind. And when it does, let me know. At once.
I will.